Hello, world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. This is a show designed to piss y'all off until I make y'all love each other. That's right, world. Time to duke it out and then have lots of great makeup sex and loads of kisses. This is my co-hostess, Tiffany Tony, and whatever I say that pisses her off and she disagrees with, she's going to sit here and punch me out. I'm just kidding. She's just going to fight with me. You want to say hello, Tiffany?
Hey, guys. I'm Tiffany Tony, the co-hostess with the mostess, and I might be brown sugar, but I ain't always sweet.
Now, today on the show, we have a mysterious guest. She's the mysterious woman known only as the Food Alchemist. She is busy right now saging our room and purifying it. And it smells good
sage?
To me. Yeah, I think that's sage. I kind of like it. She's burning
it. I thought it was really good, but it's good.
She uses natural foods as healing, and I believe she even does spells and potions. Is that accurate, Food Alchemist?
I wouldn't say spells. I would say cleansings and healing and spiritual work.
I like the spells.
I do too. I'm like, can you make my boss be in love with me? I need a raise.
Yeah, and we need $1 million. Let's do that spell today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is this sage you're using? What does it do?
This is Palo Santo. Palo Santo removes negativity and basically brings in positivity. And it also has a way of also bringing in prosperity, since that's what we're all here for, I thought. Anyways, I go. If I'm going to be prosperous, I want to pass that blessing on to someone else.
Now, does it work the same way if you burn money?
No, but maybe, you know what?
I thought that'd be a good spell, you know?
You know what? You never know. You know what? There is a spell with money.
Is there?
Tear up dollar bills, and put it in bath water. But you got to have the money to do that, to take
only $1 bills, or does it matter?
No, the more money you can afford to do that, the more money
I'm going to take $1 bill and I'm going to do that.
No. You need several.
Oh, several?
Several.
I don't know. That could do me good at the 99 cent store. I'm not so sure about that. All right. So we're going to get back to you, Food Alchemist, but feel free to chime in with us. If you need to undress or something, we just ask you to go down to your underwear.
Okay.
All right. No full nudity, but yeah.
Don't get crazy.
If you feel the need to rip off your clothes, go for it.
It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
So, gosh. I know. Tiffany here hasn't even had her drink yet. So, right now, I just want to go. We're about to go to the good news. Okay, this is a segment we do where we discuss our good news. I like to try to reverse things and make good things out of things that don't seem good. Okay, but you can do whatever you want. You can either do that or you can just do good news. Right now, before we do the good news, because my good news is involved with this, I have to go to the results of the silver experiment. Last show, we had silver on the show, ionized silver, and I put it on bread to see if it would kill viruses, because if you watched the last show, I had flashed this, you know, silver kills all viruses thing, and then we did a scientific experiment. So can we go ahead and play the silver results video? Oops, that was the wrong one. All right, we're going to go to silver. That's okay. Is that going to play? Yeah? All right. A little technical difficulties here today. We've been having some of our clips aren't going to play some of our intros, but that's okay.
The results of the silver experiment. This is the bag I put the water into with the bread. As you can see, it's almost gone. It's been molding for about, 5 days. And it's toast. So the silver one is supposed to kill the viruses, has held up better physically, but look at it. It's disgusting. It's awful. And I even put some more silver. I opened the bag and I put some more silver on that horrible thing right there, and it turned less black. The whole part was black in here, but it actually grew larger. So even though physically it's standing up, taller than the one with the water, definitely silver right now is an epic fail. So I did say that my silver was 5 years old. I will get some different silver, some brand new silver, some ionized nano-sized silver, and give it one more try. And other than that, so far, sorry. Silver, fail.
All right, so as you can see, I was really sad when that happened because I was really hoping that silver was the cure for all viruses, and I still haven't given up on it. I just refuse to give up on it. I'm going to get the new silver, and also I just want to make the notation that experiment wasn't inside a living organism. It was on bread.
Well, I ate the silver, and I'm a little bit concerned. Because you just said it was 5 years old. And now, I'm hoping the inside of my body isn't looking like that bread.
Now, I warned you. I warned you. I told you that.
You might have.
I told you
I was
that,
just
yeah.
curious to taste it.
So, yeah. Okay. I'm about to get sued here, everyone. So, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, you know, I just want to say that the silver, it's not inside a living organism, so it might be a little bit different if it's inside a body. So I'm not going to give up on it yet. I'm going to do the experiment with the new silver. Then I want to find some sick people. So if you're sick, you got to go to our show, SydneySilverShow.com. Go on the forum. Tell me. You have a cold or something, we're going to pump you full of this silver. Okay? So, all right. So now to the good news. We don't have our intro today. That's okay. We're having some technical difficulties. So if you want to go first, anyone, or do you want me to go first?
We'll let you go first.
All right.
You have a halo on. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
You
have a halo
you're
on.
You're the angel. You should go
angelic.
First.
And yes, everybody, look at my halo. I am the lonely, sparkly angel today, and I just happen to have a halo on,
and I just have a lot of hair that looks like a halo.
Yeah, her horns are underneath the hair.
Yeah.
Her horns are underneath. Yeah, I was so excited because when I was walking around outside with my halo on, nobody noticed the halo, and I was like, this is so awesome. I'm just walking around with a halo, and then Food Alchemist out of the blue goes, hey, wait a minute, she's wearing a halo. It was awesome, so we took pictures with it. Yeah, I love my halo. Sorry, you have to deal with me being a kook, because that's just how Sydney Silver is. I'm a freaking kook. Okay, so if you see me out in public and I'm like wearing a halo or something, just be like, yeah, that's Sydney Silver. Take pictures. Okay, so the silver experiment is my good news. Oh, this was so hard for me. I really couldn't make this into good news, but I was like, I've got to do it. I'm the silver lining. That's my whole name and everything, right? Okay, the good news about the silver experiment not working and that it doesn't kill viruses. Number one, I now get to find another cure. That sounds weird,
absolutely.
Right? But what would our lives be like if we didn't have things to do? We would be bored as heck, right? So now I got a mission. I got a mission and I have something to do in my life and I have a goal and a purpose and that really makes our lives good. So, hey, that's my good news. And also, I was thinking about it, there might be more good news in it that comes out later that we don't know about. Like, for instance, maybe the cure for viruses is even cheaper than silver. Something like that. All right? So I'm not going to let it get me down. It's good news. All right.
And you only wasted two pieces of bread.
Only two pieces of bread. We are never making sandwiches with that bread. All right. But I think the maggots are.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're busy in the trash right now. Okay, Tiff, do you have any good news for us?
My good news is I started using coconut oil on my skin and my hair, and it's amazing. I love it.
Oh, I started using vitamin C.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was really amazing difference. I was shocked. Liquid vitamin C, and it's just started making my skin glow, and I was really excited. So what is the coconut oil?
I just buy the regular coconut oil like you would use to cook with, and I just put it on my face at night. And I mean, it even works as a makeup remover.
It doesn't make you break out.
Do I look broken out?
No, but you could just have good skin, girlfriend.
Well, maybe you have some sort of
I had a lot of zits when I was in high school, so.
I mean, I don't know. I guess try it out and see on a day. Don't do it before we shoot the show, because I don't want to be responsible.
You know what? Next time if I come into the show and I am covered in pimples, it is her freaking fault. You just go mob her. All right. Food Alchemist, do you have any good news for us to share?
Oh. Good news is I'm in L.A.
Yeah!
I met two lovely ladies. We've just been so interesting and live, and it's just been a wonderful experience. So
awesome!
That's
thank
my
you.
Good news. So I was like,
and you came all the way from Hawaii.
Hawaii,
mahalo. That's awesome. Thank
yes.
you for doing that.
Yes,
that was so great of you. Really appreciate that.
Yes.
All right, thank you. So we are going to go now to our topic of the day. We also usually have an intro for that, but that's okay. We are a ghetto show here. Anything pretty much goes. As long as it's not like you're talking about killing the... You know. You can't do that kind of stuff here. But a lot of other stuff you can do here. So, okay. Now, I have something for Tiffany to read.
Pass it on
Our
down.
Topic of the day is... Dun, 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 dun. I'll let her read it first before I announce it. So go ahead and read the parts that are not crossed.
All right. Nipples remind us that gender is anything but clear cut, especially in utero. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I think it's utero.
Utero.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Especially
you can
in
say
utero.
However you want.
Whatever your sex, everyone starts off as a woman in the womb. Sorry, I was excited about that. For the first several weeks, a developing embryo follows a female blueprint from reproductive organs to nipples. Only after about 60 days does the hormone testosterone kick in. For those of us with a Y chromosome, changing the genetic activity of the cells in the genitals and the brain.
Yeah, do you remember when you were like in middle school and they were like, there's the X, and then the one leg degrades and becomes a Y?
I just feel like I'm in algebra all over again. I don't know.
So here's my topic of the day. Because I was thinking, I've got a little, you know, a chart of the male anatomy.
He's waving.
He's happy. Now, as a woman, right, these become the breasts, but it stays flat on the guy, but he keeps his nipples, right? The testes are actually ovaries. So the ovaries drop down. Mm-hmm. They become the testes, right? Which is why it hurts when we have cramps, gentlemen. Because it's like, imagine your balls are caught in a vice for 2 days. Okay, that's how it feels. So just be nice to us. So, okay, these are the ovaries, right? And then this, I think, is like the kind of like the clit area. My topic of the day, my question is, where is the G-spot? Where's the male G-spot?
That is a good question.
Right, okay, I have a demonstrator here.
Okay. So you know, you're going to show it?
And I was trying to think like, okay, I think, okay, you got the balls here. It's not like this has been used. I promise.
She's drinking.
She's like, I cannot deal with this right now, Sydney.
I didn't expect this.
It's not like this worn out thing has been used. Okay, so this is like a sensitive part on guys, right? And I feel like that part is the clit. You got to imagine this thing kind of goes in like the opposite direction. Or is that the G-spot? Is that the G-spot? Because it's a very sensitive part on the guys. I've noticed, you know, you're rubbing a guy's dick or something and he's going crazy for this spot. Is if we inverted that, is that the G-spot? What do you think, Food Alchemist?
I don't think it's so? Another part, but...
But then, like, if you penises look, are not food.
Like, if you
I don't know.
She's like, I came here and these stupid chicks talking about penises.
Okay.
No. Speaking of that, I forgot something else I wanted to mention on the show. But anyway, so if you invert this, where is the clit? It just makes no sense to me.
It grew out.
And then here's my other question is they say that a woman has 3 times more nerves in her clit than a man has in his penis. Have you heard that fact? That's what they're saying anyway.
Okay.
So why, if it's a guy, a woman turning into a guy, why is it kind of numb? Like, why does he have less nerves than us? You see, these are all very important questions that we need answered on the Sydney Silver Show.
Maybe it's because God, the universe, whatever you believe in or we believe in, felt sorry for us that we have to go through the pain of periods and giving birth to a living organism inside of our body for 9 whole months. And he was like, you know what?
Something I'm going to give you all something.
I want to come out and cry now.
I need milk.
Really, right? Alien to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, we're on agreement on that one.
Creeps me out. just creeps me out.
Where is the G-spot? Do you know the answer?
Well, I would say the prostate.
Whoa. So where's the prostate? Is that
that's inside
here?
The butt.
Is that under here?
That's in the
this
anus.
This is the G-spot reacher.
So when you got to do a finger insertion, and it's called milking the prostate.
Oh. I've
just like
done
stroking.
That. I see. It gets all swollen.
And they're like, it goes up. It's like, gets hard, and it's up. So that's why they have to have a prostate exam.
So somehow the female genitalia turned went in the anus, and wow.
Yeah,
I got to talk to a scientist on this. This is odd.
Penises are
right.
Not food.
Okay. Enough shock factor. All right, let's get over here to Food Alchemist. So Food Alchemist, can you explain to us a little bit about what you do and why is your name Food Alchemist?
My name is the Food Alchemist. It's because I deal with so many elements, like, you know, your fire, your water, your air, your metal, your wood, and I take them all into the energies. Like, I do Reiki, I'm a doula, I am a certified chef. Went to Culinary Institute of America. I used to be a licensed nurse, LPN, licensed practical nurse. So I put them all together and I study herbs. I work with crystals. And
wait, so you were a nurse first. So what, do you not believe in pharmaceuticals anymore? Or?
Heck no. I'm sorry. I can't do that. Because I had experience with my daughter. Doctor gave her the wrong medication at the age of 2 that shut down her kidney.
Oh my gosh.
So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. They didn't think she would live. My daughter's 22.
Good. Yay.
And that's her, she's the total opposite of what people suspect her to be. She's vivacious. She goes to college. Mm-hmm. She leaves to go to New Zealand and she studies psychology. She's my business manager.
Wow. Ooh.
So she does go to school for business management. And
you have a show, right? You want to mention that and where to find it?
I have a show called Food Alchemy Network on Blog Talk Radio. On the internet, and I also have Food Alchemy Network on Ustream.
Okay.
And you can find me on Facebook, or you go under Chef Ceci, the Food Alchemist, and you will find me. You'll see all kinds of weird stuff.
And she's also going to be listed on SydneySilverShow.com. If you forget all that stuff, go to the show site and click on her picture.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned Reiki and Medulla,
I'm a doula.
Can you explain a little bit about what those are? What those two things are?
Okay. Reiki is someone that deals with energy. You all have chi, or as I say, energy. We're all energetic beings. It's tapping into that energy, and I also do prana, which is the same thing as pranic healing. Mm-hmm. It's tapping into your own inner energy and making it work, shocking it into working.
Right.
So you have different tools, either your hands. Mm-hmm. In prana, we use either salt water, and we use a bucket that you get healed, and we're cleaning you off, removing knots and chains, and where energy gets stuck sometimes.
Now, you had mentioned previously when we were discussing in the car, I like to pick up my guests because you better be on my show. I ain't going to let you escape on the metro or something. So you had mentioned that food can actually change your DNA.
Yes.
I found that fascinating because DNA actually, believe it or not, this is true. Scientists are finding out that DNA changes in an environment. An environment can change DNA.
Correct.
And for instance, I think plants, they didn't flower before, right? And then the environment changed, suddenly they had flowers.
Right.
So DNA can change due to our environment. That's our food, right?
Right. That's
our
body.
The nourishment. So can you comment, how are we supposed to change it to a better,
how you do it, how I work.
Can you repair it, make us younger?
Yes, you can. You can actually give your body vitality. That's what it's called.
So how do you do that?
Use different herbs. You use different treatments. And
can you give us a secret, a tip? What's your favorite de-aging recipe or herb or something?
My favorite thing is frankincense and myrrh. It's been around, as everybody knows, before the Bible.
It's an oil?
You can get it in oil, you can get it in residence, you can get it in powder. It's used to actually change the DNA, and spikenard is another one.
Do you consume it?
Or, you can.
Or do you put it on your skin?
You can do both.
Better?
I use it on my skin. Mm-hmm. I ingest it in my case. This is me. Mm-hmm. Anything that I can't digest, I don't put on my skin because my body and my skin is the biggest organ that you have.
That makes sense.
So to me, if I can't put it on in my mouth, guess what? It don't go.
That's a good point. So, it does soak in your skin. I know they say it doesn't, but I was rubbing body oil on myself and I thought, wait, this soaked right in my skin. How can they say it doesn't go in your skin? It does.
Because they're not knowledgeable enough. It's a lot of scientists and things they don't know about the body that they're learning. They're just
they're experimenting on us, aren't they?
Right.
So do you take a client and let's just say a client comes in and says, I want to be de-aged. I want to get rid of my cancer and I want to, run faster. Can you help them with all that stuff?
Yes, that's my job. That's my job. We sit down, we do a consultation.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So we sit down and work out step by step where you are. First, you're going to be tested to know where you start from to have a basis of where we're going to go and the goal.
And have you been healing people?
Oh, yes. I've been doing this for quite some time. I've been actually helping women get pregnant since I've been 9.
Oh wow.
So women that...
They're sterile.
That people are told they can't have children. I was 9 years old, didn't know what I was doing, and it happened to be I was pregnant at the time. And the lady came to me and said, you know what? I'm having problems and I'm doing this. And I sat down. This is just by cue. I had been reading a book by Jethro Kloss. It's called a book, Back to the Garden of Eden. And he talks about holistic living. So I said, okay, I've been reading this book since I've been 9 years old. I've been weird. I've been studying Tibetan.
Most people are weird since they've been young, right?
Well, considering I come from a two-household background and, you know, Baptist background and Christian background, I'm talking about chanting. I'm talking about being vegetarian. I'm talking about making ghee.
Yeah, excuse- and you're an ordained minister. She's an ordained minister of multiple millions of religions all over the planet. And that's so Sydney Silver. I love it. That's awesome.
It's universal. Yeah.
But you are a witch.
Yes.
You are a witch because you know what? That is what the witches did. The original witches, which were persecuted by the supposed Christians of that time and others, were burned at the stake because they were midwives and healers, and they were helping women, and they were women with healing capacities and got taken over by what we call conventional medicine today, right?
Right, because the doctors...
So, you are a witch, and I don't think you should be ashamed of that. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Go, girl.
I just have one question.
Yes,
I have
dear.
A friend who suffers with anxiety, and her doctors are prescribing her a lot of different pills and medicines that are making... They're changing who she is as a person.
Right.
And I'm wondering what type of herbs or... you know, healing suggestions that you would have for someone going through something like that.
Everybody is different. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is, like, I do tests. Like, I did a spiritual healing slash reading for someone. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I use different tools.
Okay.
I tell people I have my medicine bag. Okay. So I might have, I have my crystals, which I have, and I'll, you know, show them in a minute. I'll have my stones. Mm-hmm. I'll have, I have pyramids, so I do geometric shapes of healing. Right. I do food healing. I do oil healing and cards. Mm-hmm. So I tell, the body tells me exactly what needs to be healed, and I might even use my pendulum. So the pendulum swings in a certain way, and then it tells me, this is what we need to work on, this is what we don't, this is open, this is not open.
Okay.
This is, and I write it down. It's just like when you go to a doctor.
Right. Food Alchemist, I don't want to run out of time here because she actually brought us food to taste, and you did raw vegan cooking for us.
Yes.
Yay. Cannot wait.
Yes.
Yeah, so we only excited. Have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
So let's shovel this in our mouths and gorge, because I'm on a diet and I've been losing weight. I've lost 5 pounds since Saturday.
Wow.
Thank
I haven't
you.
Eaten in a week
Thank
and
you.
I'm full.
Yeah, I have been losing weight and I just can't wait to gorge because she brought us, I don't even know how she made
I
this raw
so
vegan.
Excited.
It's like a,
Which one
a
is
chocolate.
This
one?
One
is
two
a
kinds
chocolate
of chocolate
coffee.
It looks like
Can I try it? Which one is this? The chocolate coffee?
If you got little beads, that is a what I call a Kona. That's Kona coffee.
Oh, my gosh. It's
from
so good.
Coffee. Straight Kona coffee.
So good. You're going to
kill
me.
I could make out with you right now. That's how good it is.
Well, and I have a raw apple pie that I wanted to make
you
guys,
too. Yeah, go ahead and mix
too,
it up
so.
Fresh. You know, if we run out of time, well, our next guest is coming. She can kind of mix it up while we're talking to her, too.
Okay.
Go to part two of the
beans
show.
And I liked it.
To see us.
Okay, what did you eat first?
I have
the
to
coffee,
recommend
the Kona coffee.
The coffee candy.
I ate coffee beans and I liked it.
Yeah, but they're not just any coffee beans.
Now, what's this one?
It's like a shot of caffeine.
Okay, that is what I call my Fiber Express bar.
Okay.
And chase it.
It's
Fiber
healthy?
Express.
Fiber Express.
And is you're going to get a zing. Now,
I'm still clearing coffee from my mouth. Oh my
and this is no sugar. Everything you have has no sugar in it.
Really?
No sugar.
The coffee thing had no sugar?
No sugar.
Did it have orange? I felt tasted
yes,
orange.
Yes, orange.
Delicious.
No, it's everything that I will make
so
you
good.
Has no sugar.
Now, what's this one?
Okay, can't see. She's in front of the camera.
Sorry. It's like a little hat.
Looks oh,
little
that hat. Is just spaceship. Your regular, just chocolate, Kona raw chocolate with orange.
Oh, my gosh. This has no sugar?
No sugar.
This has no sugar.
Yes.
I'm in love with you. Now I can make out with you.
And she's not even a lesbian.
Uh-huh. Only on Saturdays. All right, so what is this one here right now, this truffle thing?
Mm. That truffle thing is just a, I call a coconut ball.
Coconut ball?
Coconut ball.
Yeah, we're going to taste that one.
I'm so excited about this. Thank you.
Oh.
You can come back every week.
I'm
okay,
having a food
here
orgasm.
We go.
I'm
this
telling you, food
your,
is better to me than sex, I swear. Oh I didn't admit that, but it's
this
you
is your apple pie.
Okay.
Tart.
Apple.
That's what you have your apple pie tart.
So here you go. Tiff, and I get an apple pie next. So she's actually, so wait a minute. I'm confused. All of this stuff is raw and vegan and no
sugar-free?
Sugar?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
oh
ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I'm in complete shock. I'm not even kidding. I've never
I
had
wish you were here to taste
it. That's raw. And like, how do you make it sweet? I don't understand. Is it fruit sugars, fructose?
No, that's gross.
Okay.
No. And the apples the apple pie actually has what I call alchemy treats in it.
And so this is the healing stuff too.
Right.
So I can eat this and get healthy
and,
too?
Yeah.
This is half homemade from Kava Kava. There's Kava Kava in that.
Now, what is Kava Kava?
Kava Kava is a natural anesthetic and also removes pain from the body. So I come up with different things. I make an apple pie. I just love about healing. So I thought, why the heck not?
Holy smokes, Batman. I am not joking you. If you were in our studio right now, you would be having an orgasm on the floor too. So, what I don't understand is that this food tastes so good.
Right.
It's raw vegan.
Yes.
It's not supposed to taste
you
good.
You should open a restaurant or something. Or a food truck.
Well, that's what people say, right? They say it doesn't taste good.
Right.
That food tastes good.
Well, that's why. Sure. But guess what my book was called? It's Vegan and It Tastes Good. That was my first
book. That's your book. How do we find your book?
You can go on Amazon.com or you can go to ChefSessyFoodAlchemist.com.
And what's your website?
It is ChefSessyFoodAlchemist.com.
Okay. So you can take a client, help them with their health problems, get them on a new diet that actually tastes good, and gives them candy and everything like this.
Yep.
And candy? It is candy. It's so good.
Yeah. It tastes like candy. She gave us apple pies, truffles, coconut bars.
That actually add nutritional value.
Right. See, like the...
Wait, so I can actually eat yummy and healthy.
Correct. See, and the thing is, this is what I want to do, but I want to take you guys to another place. Like, I'll be going to Montego Bay to show you just what I did, how to actually do this in Montego Bay in May of 2015. Then September, we'll be going to do some healing and actually doing with the Bushmen and Traditional, as well as going to Belize in 2015. And they can find that all on the website that you can actually make payments. So if you really... really want to do this, this would be amazing. The goal is to take this worldwide, to go and take America to other countries and do these retreats. And their retreats are for 9 to 10 days.
I love this woman. I'm so glad you've been on the show. Now, you can stay on with us on the next show, okay?
Okay.
Your friend is coming on next. We are wrapping it up in a time. I'm sorry. Half an hour goes really fast with us, doesn't it? Because we're talking about, you know, dildos.
That was so much fun, though.
Truffles and candy and that heals you and cures your cancer and stuff. That's awesome. The Sydney Silver Show for you. So everybody, say bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice talking to you. Sydney Silver Show.
Thank you.
SydneySilverShow.com. Bye-bye.